Hi, it's Alan in the Congressional Corner with Phil Oliva, Republican candidate running for New York's 18th district. So let me ask you this, Phil. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, where you come from, what it's all about.
It's great to be here, Alan. I was born and raised in the Bronx. I'm here with my dad, actually. He lives up here now in Rotterdam, so I spent a lot of years up here as well.
Where in the Bronx?
Woodlawn.
Oh, I know Woodlawn, sure.
That was moving on up from my mom and dad. My dad grew up in originally from University Heights, and my mother was from 173rd and 3rd to Crotona Park. I say that because in this district, there's so many Bronx transplants, and people always get into the conversation of—
Interesting.
Yeah, where in the Bronx? In this district, these are the folks who couldn't afford Scarsdale from the Bronx, and they went up to Mayopac and Somers and Newburgh and so on and so forth. But great childhood growing up, was taught the values of hard work and discipline and education, worked all my life. We ended up, you know, coming from an apartment building in the Bronx. My father, who drove a cab and worked for a moving company, also was in the Army Reserves and became a recruiter. And he got a full-time job, did very well, became a sergeant major, moved up to Albany and went to high school in Rotterdam, went to college at Siena College, got my MBA at RPI. That's a little bit about the background. I'm currently 43 years old, married, three children, live in Somers, New York. I have over 20 years experience in the public and private sectors. We were talking a little bit before, worked for Governor Pataki. I was a senior advisor for Rob Astorino. I worked in healthcare for a data analytics company for many years. I started a business called Gipper Communications, used my MBA to help startup companies secure financing, structure their companies, marketing materials, communications, and things of that nature. So first and only office I'm running for. I'll serve no more than 4 2-year terms. I think career politicians are part of the problem. You know, I'm 43, like I said, and there's members in Congress who have been there longer than I've been alive.
Well, what's wrong with the guy you're running against, Sean Patrick Maloney?
Well, I think Sean, you know, he ran for attorney general in 2006. It didn't work out, and I think he was looking to do something else, and he wanted to run for Congress. But he lived in Manhattan, so he surveyed the map, and he was going to run where his vacation home is against Chris Gibson. And he decided, you know, Chris was a little bit tougher than Nan Hayworth in his estimation, and he was correct. He bought a little place, shouldn't say a little place, it was a nice place, in Cold Spring, which is in the 18th Congressional District. He moved in and ran against Nan and won a rematch. So I think he really wanted to be a congressman, but I don't know if he's really wanting to do the job because— just in the past year, he's campaigned in six states for Hillary Clinton, and that's fine, but I think we elected him to serve us in Congress, not travel the country campaigning for Hillary. Now, the problem with it is he's got one of the worst voting records, and he missed the 9/11 memorial vote. It was a 9/11, it made the 9/11 memorial a national memorial, and he was up in New Hampshire throwing snowballs. We know that because he posted it on Instagram. So the things of this nature, you know, we just had this issue in the Hudson River where they want to put 10 anchorage sites with the oil barges. It was announced on June 9th. Sean Patrick Maloney didn't say anything until 70 days later. Yesterday, he introduced legislation with no co-sponsors, no Senate sponsors, 5 weeks before the election saying we're going to stop it. But we missed a key deadline on June 30th to request a public hearing. My question is, where was Sean? The Federal Register is printed every day. What I would do as congressman, I'd have a member of my staff regularly monitor it. And so you're ahead of the curve on this and not be caught sleeping at the switch. And that's what happened. So, again, what's wrong with Sean? I think, you know, he wanted the title. He maneuvered to get it. And I don't think he's been doing the job. One other thing, too, and I'll use his own words. In 4 years in Congress, he said the best day he had in Congress was when he sat on the floor and he staged a stunt sit-in, you know, like it was 1960s back in Berkeley. That's fine, but I think that political theater like that, that both parties play, you know, it's not just Democrats. Republicans certainly play these games. In front of the cameras, they do these things, and then behind the scenes, they cut the deals, and the status quo pervades, and that's why you have a national debt that's doubled. That's why you have an economy that's not strong enough to employ the 94 million Americans out of the workforce, so on and so forth.
How are you going to get Democratic votes in this election? Because, after all, it's a close district. It's what we call a fair fight.
Yeah.
How do you get Democrats to vote for you?
Well, I think that I'm relatable. You know, I came, you know, my dad was an independent, but my mother was a Democrat. My grandparents were Democrats. I come from a Democratic background, you know, working class. I understand. I can relate. Nothing was ever, you know, handed to me. We worked hard for everything. So I kind of tell my personal story. I think they see you know, I'm in it for the right reasons. And there's not a lot. There's not a lot of. There's some people not thrilled with Sean Patrick Maloney on the Democratic side. Now, one thing, you know, he voted for the Keystone Pipeline. People were ticked off about that, and you wonder why he voted for it. Well, it turns out he worked for the law firm that represented TransCanada in the infrastructure division. And he, right before he was sworn in, he had a six-figure payout, and 5 months later, he voted for the Keystone. So there are things like this, and also the Times Herald Record, just a couple weeks ago, they said he was Wall Street's man in Congress. So not necessarily a progressive Democrat. So I know I have Democrats all the time coming up to me. You know, a vice chair of one of the Democratic committees is supporting me. So you say, how am I going to go about doing it? I think with honesty and sincerity, my term limits pledge, they know I'm not looking to be a career politician. I've been all over the place. Anybody who invites me, I'm not just saying, well, are they only a Republican or independent? This district is split. It's a little bit more Democrat than Republican, but I'm going to go after everybody's vote. And regardless of they vote for me or not, I'm going to represent everybody equally when I get in there. But I think, again, honesty, sincerity, working hard. I believe in, you know, revitalizing our cities. I believe in a strong environment. And I think a lot of Democrats kind of share a lot of these values as well. And if they're not happy with him, my pitch to them is, you know, give me a shot. And then in 2 years, you don't like me. You know, these are every 2 years. So actually in 6 months, you can start recruiting somebody better than him and better than me.
Very quickly, we have about 2 minutes here. Tell me, do you have a political hero? Is this somebody you really look up to and say, this is somebody I'd really like to be like?
You know, the obvious answer is Ronald Reagan. And I named my company Gipper Communications. And, it's really one of the reasons why we went from an apartment building and my parents bought the first house they ever owned because Ronald Reagan, when he came in and his military build up, and we really liked him. But I would say somebody else. It would be Jack Kemp. Jack Kemp was somebody, I loved his big tent philosophy. And I remember, you know, Charlie Rangel once said, Jack Kemp is too good for the Republican Party. I say that because I remember in 96 when he's a VP candidate, he was campaigning in Harlem. And Republicans were like, what is he doing? He was big on enterprise zones. He was housing urban development secretary. But he understood that, you know, our pro-growth capitalism message has to be brought to all sectors of society, including the inner cities, including, you know, black, brown, and white communities. And we can't just be the, you know, rich white guy country club Republican stereotype that we often get. I'm certainly not that. So Jack Kemp is somebody that I always looked up to as a political hero. Now, not to beat up on Hillary Clinton, but Sean Patrick Maloney said his personal hero is Hillary Clinton. My personal hero is sitting next to me, my dad.
Where are you on the matter of a woman's right to choose?
Abortion's been legal in 43 years in this country. It's not going anywhere. My personal opinion is I'm pro-life. What I won't do is expand abortion into the ninth month. Sean Patrick Maloney voted against the Born Alive bill, which says a baby who survives an abortion is entitled to medical care and basic constitutional rights. He said no. I haven't met anybody who agrees with that. I think most of the country is somewhere in the middle, but my personal opinion is, my personal viewpoint is I'm pro-life.
We've been talking to Phil Oliva, a Republican candidate running in New York's 18th district against Sean Patrick Maloney. Phil, when we come back the next time, I got a whole bunch of questions on issues to ask you, okay?
Great. Look forward to it.